I sat in my window last evening, the ladder man brought it to me, a little gilt-edged invitation saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Well, I knew that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake, and the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There was citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour, and we couldn't get none of it loose. Till Kelly came in with a hatchet, and Murphy came in with a saw. That cake was enough of the powers, for to paralyze any man's jaw. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There was citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, it would work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and spilled a whole brew in a tay. Ah, Gilhooly, she says, you're not eating. Try a little bit more for me sake. Ah, no, Mrs. Fogarty, says I, but I'd like the receipt of your cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There was citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sure, it would work up a fine stomach ache. But kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Maloney was took by the colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head. McNulty lay down on the sofa, and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake. And everyone swore they were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There was citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. Caraway seeds in abundance, sure it would work up a fine stomach ache. Would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.